Daily Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here to hour number two of our three-hour show. Just a reminder, we're on the air for 3 hours now. So drink some coffee, open up a window, walk around, and stay with us here. We've got a little bit more to go through here. J.P. Morgan's chief information officer is now saying that J.P. Morgan Chase lost $5 billion on these deals that we had earlier in the week. Their stock took another hammering on that news. But again, we don't know. We don't know where the bottom of this lies. We know that the U.S. government has a tendency to hide all this stuff from the American people. So do Wall Street. They are not being truthful with us. They're treating us like mushrooms. They want to keep us in the dark and hope we'll grow, being fed on garbage. So, let's see. There was one other thing I wanted to cover before we go to the phones here. No, actually, that was it. I'm going to go to the phones. We've got a caller on the line. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. By the way, I'm going to go back and finish up on this. I'm sorry. I'm scattered here today. Arthur in Georgia, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's all right, man. You know, I called originally to talk about the euro, but, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the Outer Limits. I grew up with those episodes. And, you know, back then it was, oh, wasn't that cool? You know, could you imagine? And nowadays I think, wow, we don't have to imagine because it's right here. And it's amazing when I talk to people how when you get these kind of stunned, shocked reactions when you mention the old shows that they've forgotten, and, you know, when you're talking to the younger generation and they talk about the compact cities and you say, well, just go. And it's great that you're going to put that up on the link to that. But also for folks, Hulu.com. There's an interesting one. It was Total Recall 2070.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your literal compact stack and tack. I can't talk today. Stack and pack city. I mean,
it's the Friday. It's affecting us all. You know, they're putting more stuff in our drinking water to dumb us down so we can't figure out what Wall Street's trying to do to us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But one thing I wanted to point out was there's an excellent documentary that addresses exactly what you're talking about here, and it's called The Century of the Self, and you can also find that on YouTube as well. That's where I found it.
Okay.
But I do have a question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You were talking about the euro.
Yes.
And what's going on with that and how Britain was like, no, we don't want no part of that. I'm kind of curious, and I'd like your opinion on this. I remember back when Lou Dobbs first came out and talked about George Bush signing into law without Congress approval and all that, the Amero. And, you know, that didn't get a whole lot of coverage, and then at one point all of a sudden a lot of people were talking about it, and then it went quiet. What I'm wondering is, do you think the concept of the Amero is actually dead? Or do you think maybe they tucked it way, way, way back on a back burner somewhere, and that we may well see this come out and have, I don't know, Obama come out and say, here's the answer. If we go to the Amero, we can, like, bring the United States, Canada, and Mexico together, and we can solve our financial problems.
Well, we know that the globalists would like to do that. But obviously, as the Eurozone starts to come apart, and as the general population of the globe come to understand that our economic problems are a direct result of globalist policies, it's definitely on the back burner, and I would say at this point they've probably unplugged the stove as well from the wall. But it doesn't mean it's going to go away. History is filled with this battle between people who want to be left alone and the sociopaths who want to stand on the top of a temple built to their own glory and scream, I'm king of the world. We got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stick with me, Arthur.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is back to waving around Facebook. Huzzah, huzzah. And they're showing video of Zuckerberg surrounded by throngs of his fawning worshippers and parasitic sycophants waving and screaming. And they're turning him into a personality cult. This is no longer about technology and profitability and whether we're doing anything. It's all hail Zuckerberg and give him your money. Apparently not a lot of people are. It opened really strong, 10% above asking. Actually, I think it peaked at 13% above asking, and now it's sliding down. We got about another hour and a half on the market here. Alrighty, Arthur, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so we were talking about the Amaro. We know that the plan for the globalists, rather than come out and say, okay, you're all one planet under me, their idea was to create larger and larger subunits to get the idea going and acceptable to people to lose their national sovereignty and then merge them all together. And as soon as they had the European Union all cranked up and they kept saying, oh, the European Union, it now challenges the might of the American economy. Actually, the American economy was already in a self-induced decline at that point. But that's when they started talking about, well, we're going to merge Mexico and the U.S. and Canada together into a new economic superpower, which sounded really good to the Mexicans and not so great to the Canadians. And they were talking about this idea of the single North American currency, the Amero. And again, looking at the model of the European Union, They linked it together economically and really didn't pay much attention to the politics, which shows that this whole push for globalism, rather, was in fact just a banker's dream of a single gigantic planetary version of the same Federal Reserve that's ruined life here in the United States of America and the European Central Bank that has done the same thing to the people of Europe. So right now, everybody on the planet understands these private central banks are a bad idea, and globalism or unionism is a bad idea because it's just another way for the very few people at the top to siphon off the wealth of the masses more and more efficiently. And we need to reverse that trend. We need regionalism. We need hundreds of thousands of little tiny countries all over the planet minding their own business, taking care of their own people. And that really is what's safest and best for the entire country. That's when this country was started. It wasn't a single united nation. That's why the name is called the United States, plural, of America. Yes. It was 50 individual little regions taking care of themselves, and the federal government was just supposed to resolve disputes. And the federal government only had any kind of authority over the states if they needed to deal with a military situation. So, of course, the federal government said, well, we'll just start declaring wars on everybody, and that'll put us in charge and get us all the money and all the goodies.
And they were supposed to basically just be the referee.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, that's it's interesting exactly right. What you just said, because now it gets me to thinking, I remember, and this is one of the things, my memory is not quite what it used to be, but it's still a lot better than most people I know. I remember, I believe it was the G20 summit last year in Canada, if I remember correctly. When
oh, that was ugly.
I forget the gentleman's name, and I use the word gentleman very loosely here, apparently, because I can't think of another polite word to use. But he stood on the stage, and he reached in his pocket, and he pulled out a coin. And he said, for those of you interested, this is what part of what the global currency would look like. And later, after we're done here, you can come up and examine it for yourself. Just don't try to take it home.
Yeah.
And I think about that, and I think, well, I wonder how they're feeling about that now.
Well, you know, there's been talk about the globo for quite a long time. And again, it's just a way of reshaping the world to the benefit and servitude of the private central bankers. But they're obviously starting to stumble, because I think the idea was that they were going to scare us all into a global government and a global version of the Federal Reserve before the obvious design flaw in that system became obvious. Remember, they were pushing global flu pandemic and global warming 5 years ago, and I think that was really when they were expecting they were going to pull this all off, you know, before the obvious problems with the Federal Reserve and especially with the European Central Bank made it obvious that globalism is the wrong direction to be going in. And so I think they've missed their window of opportunity, and again, they're never going to give up their dreams of running the entire planet, but I don't think it's going to happen in our age. I think we're coming up on a really big crash, and people are going to pull back and say, you know, I think we just want to draw some borders and mind our own business, and you take care of your problems, and we'll take care of ours. Because, you know, anybody who runs a business will tell you the larger the business gets, the more inefficient management becomes. And so this idea of a single global government, it's going to be the most inefficient and cumbersome structure in all of history, even if it's running at 100% honesty and dedication. It's going to drown in its own communication overload. All government tends to be matrix managed, and matrix management, your communications load go up as an exponential function of the total number of players. And, you know, unless you're going to be a total dictator and impose top-down on anybody, I don't think a global government could ever actually work.
Yeah,
just because of that matrixing issue.
Yeah, I believe it's destined to fail. It can't possibly succeed. But
yeah, but these idiots keep trying. I mean, Alexander the Great tried it, and Hitler tried it, and Napoleon tried it, and the emperors of Rome tried it. They're not going to give up trying because they're not thinking rational and practical and what's best for the planet. They just dream of saying, I'm king of the world. And I don't care what's actually going on.
Something else too.
I just want that big fancy
crown. Talk about. I'd like to hear if you don't mind, maybe do an hour and or maybe do like 20 minutes or something, because I think it really helps to connect the dots. At least it does for me. Helps to connect a lot of dots that I couldn't do otherwise. and that is to actually go back and get a copy of the 1960 Treaty Framework Convention on Climate Change and read that. It's absolutely astonishing. And I think a lot of this, you can find the core of a lot of what's going on in that one document alone. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
It was a plan for global environmental authority, and World Wildlife Federation is still out there pushing that whole idea. But I've mentioned many times on this show, the push for a global government was built on a foundation that rested on three pillars. One pillar was the human-caused global warming, requiring a submission to a global environmental authority for the good of Mother Earth. The second pillar was the global flu pandemic, which really went nowhere. That one fizzled pretty badly. But that was going to basically make us all subservient to and obedient to the global health authority, which would tell us what chemicals we had to have in our arms. And the third one was going to be the global financial crisis, which was going to stir a cry for a global financial authority. But again, because we understand that global financial banking practices is what caused our calamities, nobody's going to go down that direction.
Right, and I honestly believe that if you really look at that document, I think that that particular treaty is really a major part of the foundation that helped give birth to and kickstart the United Nations agenda for the 21st century. Anyway, Mike, thanks a lot. I know you got other callers. I'm out, bro.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, well, actually, Agenda 21 is what kickstarted that treaty. Because I've been talking about this for a long time. It goes all the way back to Nixon administration and Henry Kissinger's National Security Study 200, which was the one that set as U.S. policy covert population reduction in third world nations. We're going to go to George in Hawaii. Aloha, brah. What's going on with you?
Brah, it's a beautiful day in Hawaii.
It certainly is. I'm looking out my window here.
Well, it's beautiful. Listen, a state is supposed to be autonomous, separate, sovereign and independent with its own borders, its own laws, its own rules, regulations, and its own constitution, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a state is.
Yes.
And the only reason we're united is because we have a certain notion that commerce needs to be regulated, which has been stretched to the nth degree. But the reason I called, Mike, was to discuss with you the $100 bill. Now, every other of currency that we have, the 5, the 20, the 50, has all been changed. They've changed the formatting. They've changed the whole operation. And they have, from what I understand, over 100 billion $100 bills that have the magnetic stripes, that have the shift shaping, whatever they call it, the Liberty Bell. And that's basically you cannot counterfeit it, period. It's counterfeit.
Well, they keep saying that, and the counterfeiters keep figuring out ways to do it. And the fact of the matter is, people at the store don't pay that much attention anyway. I mean, some of the counterfeit bills that get passed at local retail stores are such obvious fakes, but the clerks aren't paying attention. They just they count it in, count it out.
But, Mike, where's the new $100 bill, which they've already have printed? Why aren't they being circulated?
I have no idea.
Well,
I mean,
I thought we
were using this last one with Ben Franklin and the color-changing ink. I thought that was the new design.
No, there's one with a yellow stripe in it, the Liberty Bell. It's already printed. It's supposed to be put in circulation last February, I believe.
Well, maybe they've been shipping them over to Europe to deposit in the banks there to keep them from collapsing, along with all those gold bearer bonds and everything else that they're shoveling to Europe to try and keep that from collapsing.
They do have that new currency, and I don't know why they're not letting it out. The other thing is, I called several weeks ago and spoke to you about the federal officer that drives through our community from time to time.
I remember your call now. We have to take a break for commercials. George, hang on. We're going to talk to you when we come back, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back after these commercials.
Sure, Mike.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the corporate media. They're talking about the upcoming NATO summit for the weekend and how the U.S. and NATO are going to be discussing Afghan strategy during this meeting. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. They're going to be talking about Iran. You know, they're out there announcing that NATO and the U.S. are agreeing to remove their troops from Afghanistan by 2014. And yet, what, 2 months ago, Obama was saying we're going to keep them there till 2024. So it's just more rattling around and saying whatever they think people want to hear. Apparently, Afghanistan is demanding $4.1 billion from the United States for post-withdrawal aid. Doesn't sound like we won much of anything over there at all. All righty, let's see. Getting back here to George, you were talking about you'd called a while back with this guy in the car in your community who just sat there glaring at people to remind them that they're all being watched, right?
That is true.
And the update is?
Oh, you were going to get the update. You were going to check into it.
Oh, I called over and basically just found that, yeah, TSA does have a presence here on the island. And, yes, they've got a car that drives around. But other than that, they just told me to mind my own business or otherwise the terrorists are going to win.
Wow.
And, so, well, I mean, I'm paraphrasing loosely here, but I mean, basically the whole idea is that if you look at the comments I made about that British surveillance story and this Obit episode from Outer Limits, this is all designed to destroy our social cohesion, to make us easier to rule. And whether it's the scanners at the airport or TSA grabbing your crotches at sporting events or guys in the cars just sitting there glaring at you, it's part of psychological warfare declared on the people of the United States of America to turn us back into paranoid, frightened, terrified little individuals who don't know who we can trust to talk to. And that's all it is. It's
well,
a theater
Mike,
piece.
I'm terrified, I must admit.
No, don't do that. If you allow yourself to be afraid, they have won. The correct response is anger. You should be anger. And I'll tell you what you do. You get yourself a potato, and you shove it in that exhaust pipe of that car, and he won't be able to start the engine, and he won't know what's going on unless he checks the exhaust pipe. He'll think his engine has died. And you haven't really damaged the car, but it will be annoying as all get out to him. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Frank in Miami. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just to give some advice to George, I kind of follow George Carlin's advice, just sit back on the front seat of the freak show and just enjoy it. But I was calling about the other show. You were mentioning Outer Limits. There was another good one that made you think. It was an old show that they ended up canceling. It was called the X-Files.
It yes.
kind of covered conspiracy theories. But
mm-hmm.
The reason I'm calling is, do you know if you have any listeners in Iceland and Greece?
I don't know one way or the other. I think I do.
Okay, because
I don't keep track of those things.
Yeah, okay. No, I just wonder if maybe by computer somehow, you know, on the chat room or emails or something, you'd get feedback from them. But I was wondering if maybe if they are listening somehow, the people in Iceland can get together and put their playbook together that enabled them to fight against the government and not pay that debt back so that they could provide that playbook to Greece and then perhaps to Italy and Spain and all the other dominoes that are going to be falling.
Well, I think Greece is on the right path to do that peacefully. They voted out one government. Looks like they're going to vote out another one. And ultimately, it all comes down to you need a government that's on the side of the people, and then you can keep the bankers in check. But when the bankers buy themselves a government, as they're openly doing with Mitt Romney this year, you know, then you're on the path to a bloody revolution. And I don't like that one bit, but it doesn't seem like there's any way to avoid it at this point because the federal government and the Wall Street money junkies show no signs of changing their behavior, even as their world starts to come around, come apart around them. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. Now, I got some email from some people saying that the Outer Limits episode I have linked to my website does not show outside the United States of America because of copyright restrictions. I also got another email saying you can watch all of these old original Outer Limit episodes on Hulu. And so you might want to go take a look at it. I remember the X-Files. I really liked it the first couple of seasons where they were basically going through all the old traditional fairy tales and myths that we had on this part of the world, you know, the Mothman and all the rest of it. It's fun stuff. You know, you'd sit around the campfires, you know, at summer camp and telling these spooky stories about things that were out there in the woods. Then when they sort of got caught up in this sort of overreaching alien plot thing, the last couple of episodes in the movies, I kind of lost interest in the thing. But the earlier episodes about, you know, common traditional folklore, that was kind of fun. And I really did enjoy it for nice escapist kind of stuff. All righty, let's see. I think the phone lines are open right now, so let's go back and talk about something that's going to make a lot of people very, very, very unhappy. The IAEA announced that they are making gains towards a nuclear framework deal with Iran. You know, they're talking, in Vienna right now about how they can sort of get everybody to relax about what Iran is doing with their nuclear technology that they are allowed to have under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And this, of course, will make things a lot easier for the P5 talks in the negotiations with the world powers. So in response to this, Israel and the White House said, well, basically a lot of stuff we can't legally repeat on this radio station, but you get the idea. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, sent the demon to the grove. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about what's going on over in Iran. And various observers are starting to talk about what they're calling the Parchin Deception. It sounds like a really cool title for a movie. And I want to bid the visual effects when it comes out there. Basically, it refers to this rather silly, absurd piece of propaganda that came out last week where an anonymous source made a description of something they saw inside this facility near Parchin. That looks like it's the middle of a farm. And they did a computer graphic illustration of this tube and box thing, which they said happens to be a explosive test chamber for nuclear weapons. And this computer graphic proves that they're building nuclear weapons over there. And we satellite photos show water on the ground, so they're washing away the evidence, which, by the way, you can't just wash away radioactivity. Once a building is made radioactive by nuclear research, hosing it down doesn't do any good. So that was a joke to begin with. Well, it turns out that an expert in the manufacture or fabrication of what are called nanodiamonds took a look at this computer illustration that is supposed to be this weapons development testing chamber and said it looks exactly like the kind of explosive chamber used to create nanodiamonds, which have industrial and medical applications. And as a matter of fact, the Iranian scientist, former Soviet scientist living in Iran, that is accused of helping the Iranians build nuclear weapons, isn't a nuclear weapon expert. His specialty is creation of nanodiamonds using explosives. The guy makes diamonds, and that's what this box appears to do. But they're going to take a computer illustration of an industrial machine with a rather benign purpose, and they're going to just say, oh, this proves nuclear weapons. Do you remember back when Colin Powell was showing these blurred photos taken from satellites? And everybody was saying, why are you showing us these blurred black and white photos? Because our satellites take pictures in color, and they're a lot sharper than that. And Colin Powell said, don't ask these questions or the terrorists will win. And they point to this white blur and say, this is a decontamination vehicle. And they point to this other blur and say, this is an obvious, you know, tanker full of sarin gas. And then after the invasion, people went over and they found it was just fire trucks. Ordinary, everyday fire trucks. Fire department is what they photographed and said, oh, this is an Iraqi biological weapons lab. It's just that blatant. Remember the balloon inflators they kept insisting were mobile biological weapons lab? They're doing exactly the same thing all over again. Only this time we know it. We're not going to give the government the benefit of the doubt on this stuff. And I understand we're not going to be able to stop the maniacs inside the government of the United States of America and the maniacs inside the government of Israel from launching yet another war on an innocent, unoffending nation, this time Iran. But what we can do, what we all should agree to do, is to deny these maniacs the illusion that they have actually convinced anybody on this planet of the moral rightness of their war. We can remove from them their sense of moral rightness. And without that sense of moral rightness, they're going to lose the war. Because if you go all the way back to Art of War by Sun Tzu, you know, he wrote thousands of years ago, victory goes to the army which believes they have the moral law on their side. That is not Israel. That is not the United States of America. Now, Russia is already out there warning that an invasion into Syria and Iran could easily go nuclear. And what Russia is saying is absolutely true. And it's not a case of Russia threatening to use nuclear weapons on everybody. It is the realization that the United States lacks the men, the money, and the manufacturing to win a new world war. And sometime between this very second and final capitulation of the United States government, they will start turning those little keys on the nuclear weapons. They will have no choice in their own mind. So, yeah, we're on the doorstep of a nuclear world war. And the United States and Israel, they're the bad guys. Now, over in Iran, the crown prince, notice they're already saying, oh, yes, he's crown prince. He is eligible to be the ruler. The son of the Shah of Iran is out there urging Israel and the United States once again that they need to help the Iranian people topple their democratically elected government. Isn't that what elections are for? Well, actually not really, because remember, back in 1953, all the problems between the United States and Iran go back to 1953, when the Central Intelligence Agency, the sweetest-smelling spies in the world, went into Iran and overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, and they imposed the Shah of Iran on the Iranian people, who drove them into poverty, who sold off Iran's natural resources to American and British oil companies at below market rates, and he oppressed the Iranian people. He had this secret police, the Savak, that tortured anybody who stood up to challenge what he was doing with the country. And then in 1979, the Iranian people had enough of this nonsense, and they kicked the Shah out, and they elected a new government. And ever since then, the United States has had this attitude, how dare you kick out our puppet ruler? You're not supposed to do that. You're a province of the new American empire. You're not supposed to break free. And ever since then, they've been trying to reconquer the place. First, through Iraq. It was the U.S. that goaded Iraq to invade Iran and provided all the weapons and everything. That didn't work out too well. And then 2 years ago, they tried another coup d'etat. Same exact thing they did back in 1953. And they kind of blew it because, you remember all these staged riots or protests where they'd have all these people waving the flag of Iran in front of the media camera saying, we want a change in government, we want a change in government. And then some smart person pointed out that the flag that were being handed out of those vans were the flags of the Shah's government. And the Iranian people said, oh, we don't want those. We don't want that back at all. And the whole thing began, it fell apart. So now 2 years later, and the son of the Shah is back out there saying, I'm the crown prince. And I want my kingdom back and you should help me. And then I will give you cheap oil. And again, they tried that back in 2010 and it didn't work. And even after 30 years, it just, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And for the Shah, for the son of the Shah of Iran to step up and open his mouth is only going to harm the case, because it's simply going to underscore to everybody. The goal here is not democracy in Iran or anywhere else, but the imposition of another U.S. puppet ruler to exploit the land and its people for the benefit of American corporations. And boy, they're desperate for that war. They are so desperate to get this war going before the economy deteriorates any further and makes things look bad. Anyway, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Somebody wrote this interesting article about every time you hear about these negotiations with the Arab and Muslim world, the first thing that comes out is, you must renounce violence. You must renounce violence. You must renounce violence. And this is kind of absurd because, well, in this case, it isn't Iran that's resorting to violence. It's the United States and it's Israel. And if there is going to be peace in the region, we need to step back and say, who is the aggressor? Who is the belligerent? And who is the innocent, unoffending target of all this violence? And, of course, it is pretty much the inverse of what the corporate media is telling you it is. All righty, let's see. We already talked about Russia warning on Syria and Iran. And Russia is right. This next war, this next escalation will go nuclear. In fact, it's entirely possible that the United States is planning to launch the war with Iran with nuclear weapons. Some of these bunker busters and some of these cruise missiles do have nuclear warheads. They could send them in, blow something up, and then say, oh, all that radioactivity is proof that we hit a clandestine nuclear weapons laboratory. That's what they're going to do here. Meanwhile, we touched on this story briefly yesterday, but we're going to hit it again here today, that Obama is declaring a state of emergency through an executive order that allows him to start grabbing the property of Yemenis. Any of their properties and assets in the United States are now being seized by the United States government. Not getting a lot of coverage, but the obvious first step toward escalating the wars of conquest into Yemen. Okay. By the way, Dan in the control room was reminding me that we should remind everybody out there in the audience, all these nuclear sites in Iran that Israel and the U.S. are all screaming about bad stuff, Iran didn't build them. For the most part, they were built by French and Chinese, and certainly in the case of the power plant, Russian companies who know for a fact what these facilities will and will not do. And again, it underscores this claim that there's some big, vast Iranian secret weapons lab buried down there somewhere, like the one underneath Dimona. Interesting little side note getting into the election situation, since we were talking about Obama getting ready to go in and steal Yemen for himself. The primary in West Virginia, amazingly enough, the Democratic primary in West Virginia, there was a candidate on the ballot other than Barack Obama, and this candidate got 41% of the vote, and he won 10 counties. Couldn't show up for congratulations. He's in jail. In 10 counties in West Virginia, Barack Obama lost to a guy who is in prison. Absent massive, massive vote fraud, Obama is a one-term president. I'm not sure I'm liking the idea of Romney taking his place, but it's beginning to shape up that way. All righty, looking at the stock market, yeah, it's going to end up deep in the red. Even Facebook couldn't save them. Meanwhile, one of our many phony Al-Qaeda terrorists is back on TV again today, screaming about Saudi Arabia has to rise up and overthrow their evil government. And I'm not saying that the government of Saudi Arabia doesn't have problems, because they all do. But this has nothing to do with the people of Saudi Arabia or even its government. This is the opening salvo in the propaganda war leading to the invasion and conquest of Saudi Arabia once Iran is out of the way. And this is kind of a payback, because Saudi Arabia has kind of looked the other way as Israel and the United States have clobbered their neighbors. In fact, they've kind of provided some covert support and assistance. The Saudi Arabia ruling family thought that if they were all buddy-buddy with the United States of America, it would keep them safe from these Israel-sponsored invasions. And wrong. We can see clearly the propaganda campaign cranking up here. Meanwhile, Israel is out there screaming they want Olympic silence for Munich, which is fine. I would be delighted if Israel would stay silent about Munich, because I, for one, am sick of all the whining. This constant reminder of things that happened so long ago, normally we would not remember them. Tired of the whining, I really am. Let's see. More talk about AIPAC. I'm not even going to get into that. We all know what AIPAC is doing and how they buy our Congress out from under us. Now, as you're probably aware, earlier in the week, there was a federal judge who struck down the National Defense Authorization Act as unconstitutional, in particular, specifically, the part regarding indefinite detention of American citizens by the U.S. Army. And basically found that apparently this is already being used. This was the real shocker. They're already doing it. And the judge found that this indefinite detention without trial, without warrant, without anything, just Obama says, go get him, and the Army goes to get him, was being used to silence journalists. And on that ground declared it unconstitutional. Now, it's a legal precedent that I'm sure will have more influence on the court system. Today, the House of Representatives had an opportunity to declare indefinite detention without trial illegal as part of a defense spending bill. And they had the option to basically kick that out of the NDAA, and attempt to strike down that provision failed. The House of Representatives voted it through. Same House of Representatives that voted more of your money to go to Israel for Iron Dome and David Sling and all the rest of that other stuff, while we here in the United States of America have record numbers of people on food stamps, record unemployment, record hunger among our seniors and among our children, and still the money is being shoveled to Israel just as fast as they can do it in the election year. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to see our government bend over for Israel and just totally ignore the American people here. All righty, let's see. True story of gun control. Innocence betrayed. We've talked about this an awful lot on our show before, and that is simply that every major genocide in history has been preceded with a gun ban on the target population. Now, the American Revolution was sparked by an attempt by the government to seize the arms of the general population. That's what triggered the American Revolution. You will not come and take our guns away, because then we will be subordinate to those guys in the uniform who still have the guns. And every genocide in history was preceded with a gun ban, and that's why we need to oppose those. Meanwhile, the gun grabbers are so out of control in this country. This is an interesting story. Apparently up in Michigan, a guy by the name of John Shevela, Public Works employee in Wayne County, Michigan, when he was at his job, found a loaded, snub-nosed revolver while mowing grass in Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood. He turned it in and was fired because he had a gun at work. And it shows two things. One, the gun-grabbing mentality is alive and well in the United States of America, and government people have no brains at all. And I'm not talking about John. I'm talking about whoever his supervisor was who fired him for possessing a gun on the job that he just found while doing his job. What is he supposed to do? Leave a loaded gun there for some kid to find up and play with, thinking it was a toy? Is that blue dye they're putting in the blue shirts, does that destroy brain cells? Does it seep through the skin and melt your mind? It's amazing. All righty, let's see. We already talked about the iCloud story, but just a mention again. If you have a phone or a tablet that is using the cloud for your data storage, you are wide open to police or, in fact, anybody who can afford the software to instantaneously see everything you're doing on your phone and tablet. And apparently it's called Phone Password Breaker, and it can download all of your data from Apple's iCloud service, everything at all, without a warrant. More calls about apparently the Metropolitan Police have a device where they can simply take your phone, plug it into this little device, and it immediately clones everything in the memory, every photo, every name, every address, all this information, even if they don't actually have charges against you. If they simply pick you up or pull you over for a traffic ticket, they grab your phone and clone it off and take the information. No warrant whatsoever. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back here with the last segment of hour number two. Don't forget, we got one more hour today after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And a Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting stink face emails here. As you're probably aware, the birthers are trying to kick up this whole, oh, he was born in Kenya, really, nonsense again. And I'm not promoting it to the front page of my website, and so people are out there saying, he's covering up for Barack Obama. No, I'm not. Barack Obama wants people to get caught up in this whole birth certificate nonsense. Okay? Now, there is a documentary coming out that has explored the allegations we made at whatreallyhappened.com, that the real reason there was some funny business going on with the birth certificate is that Barack Obama's real father is one Frank Marshall Davis, who was an avowed communist, friend of the family. He's mentioned in the books about Obama's early upbringing as a friend and uncle and mentor. And he was a student at the University of Hawaii at the same time that Obama's mother was. And while he was out there screaming about workers' rights, he earned his own money as a nude photographer in Honolulu. And apparently Obama's mother was one of his models. And it was the 60s, the summer of love, followed by the autumn of gonorrhea. And these things kind of happen. And there's a lot of reasons to not like Barack Obama, but being a love child isn't one of them. This, you know, these things happen all the time. It's no big deal. But what Obama needs right now is every edge he can for the election this November. And so now he's trying to fan this up. Cass Sunstein and his cognitive people are out there trying to fan this up as an issue. Look at the birth certificate. Look at Kenya. Don't pay no attention to that economic disaster in Europe. Pay no attention to these wars that are all over the place. It's birth certificate drama. And the idea is that somewhere before the election, Obama is going to tearfully come clean about the true circumstances of his father, and he's going to shame his opposition for playing dirty and dragging the reputation of his mother through the mud. And he will make everybody feel guilty, and he'll ride the tide of guilt and remorse into his second term, he thinks. And that's why all of a sudden we're seeing yet another push on this birth certificate issue. We are not wasting any more time with that here in our website and our radio show. It is a con. It is a scam. It is a distraction, just like gay marriage and illegal aliens and flying saucers, to keep you from looking at those issues that actually affect your life directly. The crashing economy and the push toward a global thermonuclear war, which is just going to be, it's going to wreck everybody's afternoon. So, now apparently Mitt Romney's been out there praising Meg Whitman for her record in political office and how she should have been governor of California. They wouldn't be in the mess that they're in right now, and how Meg Whitman, like Mitt Romney, is a job creator and knows how to create jobs in industry, which is kind of funny because Meg Whitman apparently is, you know, part of this whole thing about slashing all these jobs at Hewlett-Packard. So everybody's saying, oops, bad timing here. And the reality is that most Wall Street companies, most American corporations, have managed to stay profitable primarily by shifting work to other countries. So none of them are job creators. They just absolutely, absolutely are not. All right, we're going to take a break for a station break. We'll be back with hour number three after these words from our sponsors.